It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 13 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We have football galore. We're getting down to playoff time, last couple of weeks of the season. We're going to talk about week 7 or 8. I don't know what week it is anymore. Probably week 8, right? But it's actually the 7th week of football games.
I'm confused.
The Leopards have 2 games left.
Yeah. So they played 8 games.
They played 8 games in 9 weeks.
Yeah, but we're talking about
week 9.
Yeah. But we're talking about last week, which was
oh yeah.
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 There's a
week 8, which is technically week 7.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got you.
That's what I'm saying. It was week 8. It's week 8 according to AAA.
Yeah.
But it's week 7 according to the number of games
or non-officially.
Played. Yeah. So here's what we to mention something really quickly, we have something to talk about with the AAA too, mm-hmm. which I'm very upset about. But we'll talk about that later on. Right now, we're going to talk about football and
got to talk about the number 13.
We do got to talk about the number. Thank you.
Yeah, Roberto Clemente.
That's the best one.
Well, Ranker doesn't agree with that, but I don't know how you not put Roberto Clemente as one. They have Wilt Chamberlain and Dan Marino ahead of Clemente. I'm going to tell you what.
I've heard of both of those guys.
Dan Marino is from Pittsburgh. Go survey the people at Pittsburgh and see who they think the number 113 is. It ain't going to be Dan Marino.
No, it's Roberto Clemente.
It's going to be Roberto Clemente.
Best right fielder ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner. Great.
Isn't that the position you give to bad players?
Right field?
I don't know.
Not when Roberto Clemente's playing.
Okay. That's T-ball. That's all I play.
Yeah. That's when you played right field, Tyler.
When I coached Little League, you usually put your weaker outfielders in left or right field, and I had a weaker young guy in right field, and balls hit to him, center fielder screaming, "Throw it, Matt, throw it." Matt turns around and throws it to the center fielder.
Well, that's what he was asking for.
Yeah. That's right.
He nailed it.
He's asking for a bit. Maybe it's time we get started with some football. And we're going to bring in Coach Richard Bell with the Queen Leopards. Okay, we're here with Coach Richard Bell. And Coach went to Lakeside Friday night, got a trip to face the Rams, and came out on the short end of a 63-6 score. Thoughts?
Yeah, it was definitely a rough game. The thoughts are not good. Yeah, we got
the opening thought was good.
We turned the opening kickoff was great. We came back out on defense, and man, you know, they have a very, very big offensive line and great running back, which I mentioned earlier, and you know, they just ran it down our throat, and then we kind of shut down the run a little bit. And man, they just went to the passing game, and you know, the skilled kids, got open and scored at will. So yeah, it definitely wasn't the game that we wanted, but the kids, you know, performed to the best of their ability. And as long as they give me 2 things, attitude and effort, I'm happy with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, go back to the kick return. You know, a lot of kids will pick up the ball, and the first thing they want to do is start dancing. And not Kodo, man. He just took the ball straight up the field. He just right and like the Red Sea parted, man. And I'd like to see kickoff returns.
Yeah, I think in the first half we definitely left probably 21 points on the board.
Yeah,
we got down within the 5, had a couple penalties that threw us back, and then we had a 100% missed touchdown opportunity with a wide open. But you know, it happens, and then we had a penalty. We did a halfback pass that was wide open to Matthews, and they said Matthews jumped. When you look on film, the ball is almost to Cole Binkley when he takes off. So the ball had definitely been snapped. Matthews was the first one to move, but the ball was definitely in the air,
right,
and he was wide open for that pass. So that was – I think we could have had 21 at half, definitely, from the kickoff return. That play with the inside the 5 that cost us, and then that halfback pass that cost us. So it should have been 21, I think, at halftime, which would have been a – a much better deficit. We'd have been down around 20. I think the morale of the kids would have been a little bit different going into the second half with a closer game than it was. But again, yeah, they were a great team. They're undefeated in conference for a reason. They're the number two team right now in our conference. They're a top five team in the state. So it was a tough game for the Leopards, which, again, I think it should have been closer. We had two touchdowns left on the field in the first half for sure.
Well, Coach, I would be interested on your thoughts. You know, they're going to play Parkview this week.
Right.
And you've played both now. You've played Parkview and Lakeside. if you were handicapping that game, where would you put the odds?
I think Lakeside will move the ball running it on Parkview. Lakeside's offensive line and running back, I think, will be able to move the ball, running the ball. As far as throwing, if they do short routes, hitches, slants, outs, and ups, and move it slowly down the field, they're going to be able to move it. If they try to throw it deep, it's not going to work.
Right.
I do not think they would be able to stop Parkview.
Right.
So I would take Parkview on this game, but I think it would be a little bit closer than people think.
Right.
Again, because they're both very, very good teams, but they're good in different ways.
Yeah. Well,
one's going to smash your mouth right down your throat, and the other's just going to run you off in a track meet.
Having watched, pardon?
What's the over-under?
Oh, well, the over-under may be 100. But yeah. But having watched the Big Four now in our conference, I'm with you. Parkview, slightly above Lakeside, then Camden Fairview, and then Hot Springs.
Correct. Yeah, Hot Springs had a surprising loss to Arkansas High. So right now, you know, Magnolia beat Arkansas High. Arkansas High beat Hot Springs. Hot Springs beat Magnolia, so they're coming down to the wire to maybe a three-way tie for that fourth spot. So hopefully we can upset somebody at Cinderella Dance to the playoffs this week.
That'd
be
cool.
So yeah, it definitely will. But yeah, we're looking forward to the Magnolia Panthers this week. Hopefully we get everybody back. Kyle Williamson should be back this week after having the shoulder injury. You know, Drayden Bennett's been hurting a little bit on his shoulder. He should be back full bore. So hopefully we can go into Magnolia. They've changed their offense, as you know. Mm-hmm. They've gone from the flex bone to the spread. So it's something that we think we can hopefully, control the run game, which they have a very, very fast running back. If he gets in the open, he's one of the fastest guys in the conference. As you can tell on the state championship track team, he was one of their studs.
Right.
So we got to be able to control him. Offensive line, defensive line's not near as big. So hopefully we can control the line of scrimmage, move the ball, and shut them down.
Well, this is a senior night for our Leopards, and it's also our DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week. So, would love to, I know the Leopards will play hard. Love to see us come out of there with a W.
That'd be great. One thing to just go back to the Lakeside game just for a second. Just want to mention the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week there is going to be Trent Matthews. He had 5 catches for 87 yards in that game. And congratulations to him on being the Shelter Insurance.
Well, and got that one taken away that Coach talked about. Could have had a game over 100 yards with 6 catches and a TD.
Just one
of those things.
Yeah, he was definitely wide open in the end zone, and it was just they threw the flag, and I couldn't believe it. And then when I went and watched film, it was 100% the wrong call. So like I said, the penalty did get us on the other one. Should have had 21.5. It just didn't happen that way. But if we have 21.5, I'm not saying we come out second half and win the ball game. I'm just saying we come out second half and it's a different ball game.
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk about one thing just for a second, and then go back to the game this Friday night. But don't forget the Leopard Cubs playing Thursday night against Magnolia at Magnolia.
Right.
And win there by 6 points or more gives them the conference championship. Is that right?
Correct. So as long as they win, it doesn't necessarily have to be by 6 points. They just have to win Friday night. We could have had it outright Thursday. It was a 3-way tie between us, Lakeside, and Hot Springs. We beat Hot Springs by 6. Hot Springs beat us by 6. They beat Lakeside by 6. It was all tied at 6. So when Lakeside beat us by 1, Lakeside's -5 sitting in third. Hot Springs at second, losing the head-to-head, and we're still in first as long as we don't get a second loss, which would be the Magnolia game.
Okay.
So all we got to do is win.
We
got to win.
So looking forward to that game. Congratulations to Drew Dykes and his coaching staff, which I know y'all all coach there.
They're doing a great job.
Congratulations to him and also the Cubs on their season. But just want to reiterate one more time, last chance to see the Leopards at home this year, senior night, Friday night, facing the Magnolia Panthers. we're going to win that game. I'm telling you, we're going to win that game.
I 100% think we can come out and play well, and we can win that ball game. Anything that happened on Friday nights, and I hope it falls in our favor, man, and go Leopards.
Yeah,
go Leopards.
Right. Go Leopards.
All right, let's take a second to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, and schedule your appointment today. Also, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment today. I was talking to my dad yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, potentially getting a new puppy or something like that in my future, and he was asking about the veterinary clinic around here. I said, hey, we got one option, and it's a fantastic option.
It's the option.
I haven't heard of anybody having a bad experience over there. Dr. Martin, great guy to have on your side during some tough times and also just routine times. It kind of runs the gamut. Like if it's got to be a tough situation that you have to bring your pet into, obviously Dr. Martin, a great guy to do that with. But then if you're just doing routine checkups, monthly or a yearly type thing, then the whole staff's, everybody's so nice. You know, you bring your dog in or your cat or whatever it is, they all know, remember them. You know, it's just a good experience, and it makes you feel real good, especially when you got to drop those little ones off and leave them, you know, say overnight, for example, for any kind of, you know, spay and neuter program thing that they might be doing, you know, which they've done it before for me, for my cats, and it was a pleasant experience, you know, in and out that day, no overnight, you know, really no crazy drugs, they weren't that loopy, you know, and it was an excellent job that they did. So, you know, I give them a glowing 5 stars, Greg.
Yeah, and I think everything they do, both in DeQueen and Ashdown, they do an excellent job at. And so you can, you know, they've just got the entire Southwest Arkansas area covered for veterinary services.
Absolutely. And you can agree with everybody online too. They've got glowing reviews across the board. Check out their Facebook page, DeQueen Animal Hospital and DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Check out that Facebook page. Give it a like and a follow, and you can stay up to date on all the information they have there. Again, 870-642-8387 at Animal Hospital, 870-898-5181 for Ashdown.
That's right.
Great folks, and schedule your appointment today. Let's talk to Jim Cross about the Panthers.
Jim, good to hear from you this week. Played Arkadelphia last week. Kind of came out on the short end of the stick there, didn't you?
Well, the good news is we don't play them again this week. So that's a good thing.
That's right. Understand that totally.
I was talking to Chris Babb, the media guy from Arkadelphia, and I thought this summed up our programs pretty well. He said to me before the game, their strength is their defensive line, and they rotate 7 guys in the defensive line who only play defensive line only, don't play offense. And I said, Chris, we don't have 7 linemen on our team.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, you and I talked about that last week. You know, everybody thinks offense when they think Arkadelphia, but now going back, going into your all's game, they've given up 36 points in the last 5 ball games. Their defense is for real.
Yeah, they're good. And I mean, you have no time to pass, and the running game is tough. I mean, I think we had a couple of, you know, 6 or 8 yard runs, but boy, I mean, the holes close up quick against Arkadelphia.
Wow. You know, no shame in losing to them. And now you put you guys – can you explain your playoff position right now as far as going into these last 2 games?
Well, my understanding is if we beat Bauxite and beat Fountain Lake, we'll be the 4 seed and go to the playoffs. If we lose to Bauxite and beat Fountain Lake, then we'll be the 5 seed.
Okay.
And if we lost both games and – somehow Harmony Grove beats Fountain Lake Friday and you got tiebreakers, then we could still go.
You'd rather just win, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the winning thing would just kind of take
care
of it.
Seems like that's the easy route.
Yeah. And I think with Bauxite, I mean, they're no Arkadelphia, and so we have a chance. They got some injuries. Their quarterback is out for the season. He broke his leg. And so they moved Wimberly their star D1 Oklahoma commit to quarterback. And so he'll be hard to stop at quarterback. They run a lot of powers and counters, but that means they can't throw it to him. and so that'll change the game a little bit to give us a fairly good chance to hang with the Miners.
Well, you know, with the Miners are maybe, arguably, I will say, the biggest disappointment in the state. I mean, Hooton's had them number two in your all's league, number three overall in 4A, yes. And they're 3-5.
Yeah. And so you kind of wonder how have they handled that emotionally, and do they feel like that they have much to play for? And, you know, all those kind of emotions are tough, you know, when you have the target on your back. So it'll be interesting to see how things come out Friday night.
Yeah. Hey, they moved to a new conference, Jim. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, they moved to the SEC of 4A.
That's right. You know about that. I mean, you know, it's just the war out there every week, just trying to keep your head above
trying to survive.
Water.
It's like Thunderdome.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's kind of like you guys' conference. I mean, my goodness. I mean, like my friend from Camden says, you play the University of Parkview, and then you know, then it kind of goes from there. So it's been
some tough games, but I definitely think that Ashdown, going back to the Arkadelphia game, which I know you probably don't want to, but we're kind of obligated to do this. Since Domtar is a sponsor of our program, we want to make sure that we get them mentioned. And we also want to recognize a player as the Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week.
Well, guys, that has to be Hayden Ziegler. And I got to interview him yesterday, and he's a senior. And what he did on the field spoke volumes. You know, here he is. He's arguably the best player that we have, and college kind of player. It's 49-0, and he's playing a running back on top of playing a linebacker, with 2 minutes left to go in the game, and running like it's the Super Bowl. And and I asked him about it. I said, well, were you trying to accomplish anything with that? And he said, well, I was just showing my teammates that we play to the last second, no matter what the score is.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's a pretty adult answer.
It is from a 17 or 18 year old young man. Absolutely.
And of course, Daryl and I were saying on the radio, please don't get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, because he's our, arguably, him and Sheldon Thompson are probably two of our better players. But that's Hayden Ziegler for you. He's out there playing till the end and showing his teammates, hey, get on my back. And he's the kind of guy that you can build a team around.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Hayden Ziegler for being the Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week. Anything else you got for us on the Bauxite Miners, Jim? I think the playoff implications make this a tremendously big game for the Panthers this week, and as they look as we get to the last couple of weeks of the season, and that seeding becomes so important. You don't much better to be fourth than fifth, and so if you can do that and you can win this game and make that a certainty, that really helps out.
Yeah, talking to Coach McCaslin, I mean, if we get the four seed, he thinks we would play Highland, who obviously is a very good team, but he thinks we match up very well against them. They're big, but not as fast as us, and so we feel like at least you got a shot. But you get to that fifth seed, you're probably going to be playing Chicago Bears or the Seahawks or somebody like that. To be honest, the fifth seed is, I mean, how many fifth seeds have you seen win a game in the playoffs? Not many.
No.
But you've seen a lot of four seeds, and get a right matchup. And then also, if we could win Friday against Bauxite and then found late, then you got a two-game winning streak. You got momentum. You got belief.
Well, you've got a non-losing season, too. You've got 5-5.
Yeah, that sounds so much better than 4-6.
Yes, it does.
And also, fellas, you got Coach Richardson coming in next Friday for homecoming, and you know those emotions, and boy, you hate for your whole season to ride upon homecoming week against Coach Richardson.
Wow. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, Jim, we appreciate you calling in. I know you got a very busy schedule, and we appreciate all your help each and every week. We're looking forward to talking to you next week about a victory over the Bauxite Miners.
Hey, guys, appreciate what you guys do for football.
Thank you.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I got Coach Paul David Willis of the Horatio Lions with us today. And Coach, Falk 52, Horatio 16. Falk's got a good football team.
Well, they are. I mean, they're a good team. They're well coached. You know, Coach Littleton and those guys, they do a good job. And you know, I mean, they took it through us. We made it a game for a quarter, and then you know, we kind of did what we've done the last couple of weeks, and we play well for a while. First it hits, we tend to you know, we change our personality, and when you can't do that and be successful.
You know, at this point in the season, where are you at coaching wise as far as the kids? What's your focus on?
Well, I told you, it's probably about the same thing it was in June and July. I knew coming in this was going to be a building process, and it wasn't going to be anything that happens overnight. I mean, it's going to take a while. It didn't get this way in the last 3 or 4 years. It got this way in the last 20 years, and I just hope to goodness it don't take 20 years to fix it, because I ain't got 20 years in my body.
I understand that. Well, I you got a lot of young players and a lot of good young players, and I think the future looks bright for the Lions. I just wondered if things kind of changed a little bit, you know, towards the end of the season as you reach the last couple of games.
Not really, because I feel confident that we're doing the things that we need to do for us as far as the X and O wise. And it's like I told the kids yesterday, guys, if there was some kind of magic offense or magic defense that we could jump in and become state champions, well, we'd have been doing it a long time ago, and we wouldn't have waited until this week. So there's no sense in changing a whole lot of X and O's. We just got to change our mentality. And, you know, I talk to the kids, and I'm not one to make excuses, because I think that's the worst thing that you can do is start making excuses, and because it kind of gives them a crutch to lean on. Bottom line is, we got to change the way we play the game. We got to change our mentality. We got to get tougher. We got to get more disciplined. And you know, it's just like I told them yesterday. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. And quite honestly, I mean, this sounds kind of mean and gruff, but it's more of their responsibility and the parents' responsibility to change that more than anybody's. You know, it's like I told the kids yesterday. We've got, I think we dressed out 24 kids Friday night against Falk. Well, Falk had 20 seniors. Yeah. You know, we're starting 8-9 sophomores, and they got 20 seniors. So they got 20 kids that's gone through a weight program for 3 years and been in the same system for 3 years. And we got 24 kids who didn't know what half our plays were until July.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, it's a tough situation. I know it is, but we can't give up, and we can't make excuses, because you go to making excuses and, you know, you don't have to work. You don't have to get better. So we got to grow up. We got to grow up and realize it ain't easy, and it ain't going to be handed to you. You're going to take the bull by the horns.
I think someone who doesn't know a lot about football, they would have a hard time understanding, you know, you can lift weights and get stronger. There's drills you can do to get faster. But that attitude thing, that winning thing, that not getting your dauber down when you hit adversity thing, that may be harder to change than the physical.
Well, it is. And that's the most frustrating thing. Is I told the kids, man, y'all played well in the last two ball games. They played well in the first quarter. And then a little adversity happens, and something go their way, and it's kind of, well, here we go again. It's always been this way. But it's always been that way because we allowed it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got to quit allowing it, and we got to quit accepting it, and we got to play to an attitude.
Yeah, and you know, and I think if the term may be culture. You know, you got to create a culture, a winning culture, instead of a losing culture. And one of the things about, the teams we cover, I think is a pretty common theme throughout there that they have a tough time, and it's hard. And a lot of times you're going to be out-athleted, if you write the right word. But that doesn't mean you can't win. And you've got to develop that attitude, like Tony said. You got to have that attitude, that desire, that want to win, and that belief that you can win. And then you've got to do the work to make sure it happens too. But I think that's one of the things. But anyway, it's good to hear that, and I appreciate your comments there. I think that those are right on point. As you move on through the last couple of games and into the off season, your focus isn't going to change. It's going to be about the Horatio Lions and making them better.
Oh, you're right. And like I said, I didn't take this job in May thinking I was going to, you know, put a ring on my finger this year. I knew that. This is a long term deal, and I just hope we can get it done before I expire.
I understand. Well, Coach, before we move on to this week, just want to mention or ask you who your Horatio State Bank line player of the week is going to be this week.
We decided to give it to Leighton Ochoa. Leighton is the senior for us. He's one of those kids that, you know, I don't know, he's played half a dozen positions. He kind of gets moved around from week to week, kind of what we need him. And he does it with a smile, and, you know, and I'm not saying that he's an all-state football player or anything like that, but he's one that gives us effort, and that's a big deal for us, is knowing that he's going to play hard most of the time.
Well, we appreciate that, and congratulations to Leighton Ochoa for being the Horatio State Bank line player of the week. Coach, doesn't get any easier this week as you go to Camden Harmony Grove.
I feel like a broken record because, you know, every time I've given a scout report about who we play, it's pretty much the same thing. They're bigger than us. They're faster than us. They've got more kids than we've got. And, you know, we got to contain them. We got to play defense. We're going to have to tackle because it's the same thing. You know, nowadays it's – you know, it's like a ball game when you watch it on Saturday and Sunday. Everybody's in shotgun. Everybody's in spread. Everybody thinks you got to chunk it. And, you know, they're chunking it to better athletes than we got. So it makes it entertaining.
entertaining for somebody anyway, right?
Well, somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think the thing, I mean, your focus is going to be on ball control and containing them on defense. While again, they may have better athletes, again, just what we talked about earlier, it's just changing that culture and that mindset of what it takes to be competitive and to be a winner of games. You know, you got to overcome some adversity in games, and you've got to be able to just realize that you can do it. And I think that's one of the biggest things with kids. You know, they get to a point, and you know. But I think that, hey, why not this week?
You're right, and I've been preaching that, you know, all year through. Is, you know, one day we're going to beat somebody we're not supposed to beat, so it's going to happen. And you know, I was hoping it was going to happen this year, and you know, we're running out of options for this year, so you know, we're going to put all our eggs in next year if that's what happens. But it's going to happen.
Yep, that's exactly right. Got a long road trip and got a good football team in Camden Harmony Grove, and they've beaten Junction City, Falcon, Center Point, so they're really good. But looking forward to I'm going to tell you something. I really appreciate your honesty, your commitment, and I believe the Horatio Lions are getting better.
You too.
Well, we're getting better. I mean, I had a coach call me this weekend. I've been doing this forever, and I know people all over the world. Mm-hmm. And you know, people know what we're going through. And I had a coach call me and said, y'all getting better. And I said, I know. I said, we just got to keep fighting and get over the hump. Yeah. And that's kind of where we're at.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And so, Coach, we appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, and we look forward to hearing from you next week and seeing what happens at Harmony Grove.
Well, we got one more week to talk to you, and then we'll have to put it off till next year. So I appreciate it. appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Have a good week.
Go Thank Lions. You.
Let's take a second to talk about our newest sponsor here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and that's UA Cossatot, www.cccua.edu. 870-584-4471. Don't worry about that number. Just go to the website. I'm telling you. You can do basically everything from the website, including check out all of the programs of study, all of the state scholarship and grants for study, and financial applications. Everything is on there, employer resources, and much, much more.
They got it all right there for you. All you do is click on it.
Yes, sir.
And you can look at whatever. They've got scholarships galore.
Yeah, they do.
All different kinds of scholarships. They've got all different kinds of programs of study.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the scholarships on offer, the Arkansas Academic Challenge, providing scholarships to Arkansas residents pursuing a higher education. The Arkansas Future Grant aims to increase education and skills of Arkansas's workforce. And then other scholarships like the Military Dependent Scholarship, other dependent scholarships, American Indian scholarships, and then single parent scholarships and Workforce Investment ACTA program that helps people in Southwest Arkansas get employed and or trained in preparation for employment. So, yeah, it's seems more affordable now than ever to go to college at UA Cossatot.
Yeah, and when you look at the programs they have, they've got associate's degrees in several different things. They've got high school programs where you're taking concurrent courses, college and high school at the same time. They've mm-hmm. got adult education, GED. They've got the workplace readiness programs where you can take welding. You can take all different kinds of things that prepare you to go to work immediately.
And, commercial truck driving.
That's right.
Yeah, pharmacy tech, phlebotomy techs, medical billing and coding, nursing assistants. You get out of that and you just pretty much are immediately a high value target for those types of jobs.
Yeah. And just like, you know, we know they had a lineman program and they mm-hmm. still have that going on. Mm-hmm. They come down off the pole, they hire them.
That's right. 100% hiring rate through that program, free program, 2-week certification. I mean, you know, there's no reason. There's no excuse to not take advantage of some of the stuff that UA Cossatot's putting on, man.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Cole, he climbed one of those poles. He's still up there, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he can't figure out how to get down.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, he's just up there. They yeah. wave at him when they go by.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just talking to himself.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, other thing we need to talk about before we stop talking about UA Cossatot mm-hmm. is their athletics.
Absolutely.
You know, right now they're in soccer season. Mm-hmm. They're almost done with soccer, but guess what? Basketball's fixed to mm-hmm. kick off.
That's right.
And you think they don't play a good brand of basketball, you just need to go watch.
Absolutely. I mean, Division II National Junior College mm-hmm. Athletic Association, that's NJCAA. The Colts play in the restored historic 1950s UA Cossatot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place, right?
It is beautiful. I was over there the other day.
That's right.
And you know, the thing about it is, if you think it's just a bunch of guys going out and playing pickup basketball, mm-hmm. that's not what this is about.
No.
These guys come from all over the world to play basketball here.
That's right. You can support the Colts by going to uacostatcolts.com. You can actually donate to any aspect of UA Cossatot that you would like through the Cossatot Foundation. So if you want a donation to go straight to the athletics department, you can specify that on uacostatcolts.com.
That's right.
Awesome, dude. Well, we appreciate them so much for joining the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. www.cccua.edu.
I'm here with Coach Ed Baker of the Foreman Gators. And, Coach, you played host to the Dierks Outlaws this last week, and you came up short end of the stick, 32-6. Can you tell us a little bit about the game and how things went?
Well, started off not bad. Dierks, they scored pretty quick out of the gate. We had a nice drive, responded with a nice drive, and scored a touchdown first quarter. Then they kind of took over from there and put some more points on the board. We shortened the game a little bit. I'll tell you, that was something the other night I've never actually been a part of. We played with 11 kids all night. That's what we had to start with, and we were able, fortunately, we were able to finish with 11. So I'm really proud of our kids' effort.
Well, that's great. That's a testament to their intestinal fortitude and for the things and for their willingness to sacrifice for the team. And I think that's something that you can really be proud of, that those kids that are out there are really putting their all out for the Gators.
You bet. They've really battled the last few weeks with low numbers. And like I said, we started with 11. They hung in there. I think we had a couple plays where we had to play with 10. We had a helmet come off, so a kid had to set out one. So we had one play on offense with 10, and then we had an injury. We had one play on defense with 10. But other than that, man, they hung in there. And like I said, just really proud of them sticking with it and giving great effort all night.
So I know you've battled low numbers all year long, but did you have some injuries that kept some people out?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that's how it's been really since Junction City. Which is, I think, was like our second conference game. We've been struggling with kids hurt. Now, we should get a couple back this week, which will help, and we'll have a few ninth graders that should move up. So that'll help us this week.
Okay, so before we leave this last week, who's your Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week this week?
Rylan Johnson. He had a really good game. I think the final score was actually like 45-14.
It was
32, Friday strikes again.
yeah, exactly. It was 32-6 at the half, and then 45-14. Rylan Johnson, he had a good night. Played a little bit of quarterback, but mostly he was our B back, and I think he had like 14 carries for 120 yards or so, and
you know,
scored
Coach,
a couple of touchdowns. So.
Jeff Tuttle's give us access to the stats from the game. Y'all had 154 yards on the ground. That's a pretty good day.
Yeah, we did. Like I said, I was proud of our kids. That first drive we had was a really good one. We executed well. And then, obviously, the last one of the night there was Rylan on a long run. But like I said, I thought our kids competed well. We had several kids out of position on offensive line and missing a couple of guys there. But like I said, we've been doing that the last few weeks, so our kids are used to it, and I'm really, really proud of them sticking in there and hanging with it.
Yeah, that run was 71 yards, so nice run for Rylan.
Yes, sir.
Well, moving on to this week, look, you're going to Gurdon to face the Go Devils. One thing I know about Gurdon, if I know anything, they've got speed.
Yes, sir. They're going to be they look very physical on film and athletic as well. They do. What's going to be tough is they do so many things formation-wise that you have to get ready to line up to. So that's going to be – that'll definitely be a challenge for us. And then, again, like I said, matching their physicality and their athleticism.
Yeah. Good luck in that this week. Anything else on the football before – I'm going to ask you something else real quick.
Looking forward to going to Gurdon this Friday night. Our junior high finished up last night with Gurdon at home. We've had the same thing. We've had a few kids out with junior high, but we went 5-5 this year, which is – we had our first wins, I think, since 2019 is what everybody tells me.
That's great.
And went 5-5, and I was really proud of those kids as well this year.
That's good. What I wanted to ask you about, I know we've talked a little bit about the volleyball program down there and what the girls were doing there, and I just wonder how they did last week.
They lost at their first round at regionals, but Coach said they competed really well. Real proud of those girls. Coach McAllister and Coach Smith, our boys' basketball coach, he helps out Coach McAllister, and she does a really good job with those young ladies, and they're just getting better and better. This was her second year with the program. I think it's our third year to have volleyball, and she took over last year, and she's kind of turning everything around and getting them on the right track. So real, real proud of her effort.
Well, as have you with the football program.
Absolutely.
And I just want to congratulate y'all. 5-5 on the junior high team. That's a good season and a good building block as you move forward.
It's a thing pointed in the right direction.
That's right.
Having some success.
That's right.
Yes, sir. We had a heck of a game with Derek's last Thursday night and turned around and played, like I said, last night on Monday. But last Thursday night was really an exciting game down there.
That's great, and Coach, we really appreciate you and your willingness to call in every week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week about a win over the Gurdon Go Devils. How's that?
Yes, sir. That's what we're shooting for. We appreciate all you guys do. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
And we take a second to talk about our title sponsor, Dr. Randy Walker, and all of the businesses in the Walker Empire there. Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic in DeQueen, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen. It's where I take my son Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 870-584-3000. Choose option 6 for after-hours triage. Brad Patterson, you will talk to an absolute an actual person. You know, things happen and Walkers are there. Multi-specialty clinic that accepts Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid, with a place opening up in Foreman soon, if you will believe that. Also, Leopard Care Clinic by Dr. Randy Walker, an on-campus full-service medical clinic, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., bringing essential services to the kids when and where they need them most, which is on campus. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success, because healthy students are better learners.
All right, I've got JW's Dumpster Service. You call, he hauls.
Nice.
And dumpster service, dumpster rental, trash service, serving Sevier County and the surrounding areas. You can call Precious, I mean Jackson, at 870-784-2700.
Perfect.
All right, and you know what month it is?
What month is it?
It's October.
Nice.
Yeah, for one thing, but it's also National Pizza Month. And
is that right?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
In recognition of National Pizza Month, Simple Simons has three large one-topping pizzas for $36.99.
Nice.
And you can't beat that deal, and that's all October long. And that's to go along with everything else they have. Their buffet is just outstanding.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing with what everything they have on there. They've got the Jeff Tuttle salad. They also have they also have all kinds of pizzas. They've got dessert pizzas. They've got just so many options for you.
The buffet.
It's so great. And, you know, and if the buffet's not going, they've got all kinds of pizzas. Like you said, they've got the one-topping special going on. But they also have any kind of pizza you want. Plus, they also have sandwiches.
Yeah, man.
And those sandwiches are delicious.
The sandwiches are great.
Yeah.
I actually had one for the first time a couple weeks ago, and it was really, really, really good, man. And also, Ayers Cleaners,
yeah,
I do believe.
Yeah, I've got Ayers Cleaners, and they're over on Gilson Avenue, 621 West Gilson. Phone number is 870-584-7128. And whatever you need cleaned, they will clean it. They'll actually, you know, Tyler could take all of his clothes over there.
Yeah.
They will wash them, and they will fold them, which is a big deal. I'm not a great folder, and they'll do that for $1.99 a pound.
That's all I'll have to pay. 1 pound of clothes, $1.99.
Three outfits.
Three T-shirts, two pairs of jeans, right?
I really don't understand why I don't do this more often.
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah,
but it's more than that. I mean, it's blankets, comforters, curtains, doilies, pillows, placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths. So
anything you have that's like delicate, right? You can take it over there.
Yeah, even open on Saturday, 9 to 12.
Ah, for your convenience. Also, Cutting Room and Company at 405 East Colin Ray Drive. The number one, I think, number one rated hairstylist here in DeQueen. 870-642-6053. Book your appointment today or check them out online on Facebook, Cutting Room and Company. Don't forget about the Walker's Clinic over in Dirks as well. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with all of the services that you've come to expect. Let's go to our Dirks aficionado, King Tut.
And for all things Dirk's Outlaw, we've got King Tut in studio with us. Jeff, good to see you this week. Played the Foreman Gators last week, came away with a 45-14 victory.
Yeah, 45-14, 32-6 at the half, I believe, you know, and then substitutions throughout the whole second half. You know, first thing I want to do is commend the Foreman Gators, Coach Baker, coaching staff, and those players. They had 11 players Friday night, and they played a few plays with 10. Somebody would have a cramp or something and leave. And, I mean, hats off to those kids and the coaching staff just for participating in that ball game, you know.
Yeah, it's tough when your numbers are low, but I think he's got it headed in the right direction down there for
him. I mean, we haven't got to watch a play yet, but just from the scores and hearing people talk about them, they're playing a lot harder this year and more competitive.
Yeah, and like you say, he's going in the right direction. You know, their junior high played at Derrick's on Thursday, and the Junior Outlaws, who are undefeated, shout out to them. The Foreman Gators gave them all they wanted, 22-20 ball game that night.
Yeah.
Back to Friday night. Excuse me. The Outlaws totaled 349 total yards to 171 to the Gators. 71 of those came on a run late in the game by Ryland Johnson. And so, you know, the Outlaw defense stepped up and played a good ball game. And I'll go over some of those defensive numbers first. You know, they were led on the tackle chart by Jaron Hill. He had 9 tackles. Tristan Godwin, sophomore, had 7 tackles. Kersey, 6. You know, so those are good numbers on the defensive side. Then you got some Alex Roberts, 5. And then you got several 2s and 3s scattered in there. Tomas Salgado had a fumble recovery on the defensive side. But the offensive side, you know, the Outlaws have shined there all season. And once again, Jordan Hill led the way with 8 carries, 155 yards, and 3 touchdowns. You know, followed by Juan Salazar. He had 4 carries for 124 yards and 1 touchdown. Caleb Woodall, senior, he scored a touchdown for the Outlaws late in the game. So, you know, they had things clicking on the offensive side of the ball.
A good game for the Outlaws against the Gators and a big win there, 45-14. Who are you going with for your Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week?
I think we'll go with Jaron Hill with 9 tackles on the defensive side of the ball.
Jaron Hill, 9 tackles.
Okay, that's Jaron Hill.
Very consistent ball player for you guys.
Yes, he's been up on the tackle charts all year long. Probably second or third leading tackler on the season for the Outlaws. You know, he's doing that from the defensive line. So, you know, he's been playing some good ball.
And for his efforts, he's going to be the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. So moving on to this week, Dirks travels to Mineral Springs, a familiar foe, and one that, you know, kind of got, you know, some – y'all got a pretty good rivalry going there, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good rivalry, and, you know, for several years it was pretty lopsided and not in Outlaw's favor, you know, but they've started making some ball games out of it the last 15 years or so, mm-hmm. and, you know, it gets contested pretty good at times, you know. Mineral Springs there, I'm trying to think, the only conference loss for them is going to be to Junction City at this point.
Yeah, they're 5-3 right now.
So, you know, they're right now they're looking at the 2 seed. They're battling for the 2 seed. And Outlaws they're hoping for a shakeup the last few weeks and fighting for the 3 and 4 right now. Now, if things fall their way, something else could happen. But they need to win. They need to win out. But one of these last 2's crucial for them.
Yeah, and I know that Mineral Springs probably needs to win at least one of these games, and that's going to be, you know, I think their last game is probably against Murfreesboro. It was last year anyway.
Yes, I believe
so. I'm going to assume it's going to be against Murfreesboro again. And so, you know, they got 2 tough games for their last couple of games. And so very important for the Outlaws to win this game this week, get the playoff seeding set before the last week. And maybe if you got somebody that's a little banged up or something, you could let them rest a little bit.
Yeah, that Murfreesboro game's at Murfreesboro. That would be a good one to be at. It's on it's on Thursday night, November 7th.
Yeah.
Of course it is, since we play on Thursday.
Yeah, and us. Everybody does now.
You know, Hooten's, they had him second in the 3-2A, fourth overall in the class of 2A. And I would point out that their biggest strength, according to Hooten's, is speed. That probably is no surprise to you, right?
Well, no, not at all. And, you know, I was going to point out they're going to be led by Evan Irwin at quarterback. And I see where Hooten says senior 2-year starter. But he started against the Outlaws as a 9th grader late in the season. So, you know, this will be his 4th start against the Outlaws. And Evan Irwin, he can sling it around. It's a family tradition for those Irwins mm-hmm. to throw the ball around the field. And he's got a target in Javion Fricks. They list him at 6'5", 240 with 4'7 speed. And he's a weapon. He looks every bit of it on the field, too. So, you know, the Outlaws are going to have to keep an eye on those two. And like you say, the speed of those other kids, they're going to have to try to contain.
He seems like we hear that often.
Absolutely.
You know, and for most of the teams we cover, it's, you know.
What's the most mentioned word on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air podcast? Contain.
That's right. Contain. Yep. I think every time we listen and we hear somebody, we say, you know, we're going to be slower than they are. They're going to have more speed than we have. And containing is important. And I understand that with Mineral Springs. They've always had speed. They've always been quick, fast. They throw the ball, and so the Outlaws are going to have to play a good defensive game. I'm not sure how good Mineral Springs defensively will be in stopping Jordan Hill. What do you think about that,
Alan? I'm not sure. You know, I know they got some kids on the defensive side that will pursue. I mean,
yeah.
Last year, as a matter of fact, they knocked Jordan Hill out of the ball game. You know, with an injury, so they're going to bring the hat. You know, that's one thing that they do, and they know what they're looking for. I mean, they know what the Outlaws are going to try to do coming into the ball game. They're a well coached team by Coach Hathcock, and you know it should be a good ball game.
Yeah, looking forward to a really good game this week. I know that your junior high team played last night, and you don't know what the score is. You should go to those games, Tuttle, so you know the scores.
I'll be there last night.
Obviously.
I wish I knew the theme song to that thing that Sam Becker was in. What was that?
Quantum Leap.
Tuttle's our Quantum Leaper.
Yeah, he is.
But maybe instead of King Tuttle, should be Quantum Leaper.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I don't think he leaps a whole lot.
No.
However.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw he didn't even leap from the front today. He came in the back door. Yeah.
Those steps are giving me fits out front, so I snuck in the back door. Yeah. Hey, before the alarm goes off and y'all run me out of here, the senior girls cross country team defended their district championship over the weekend, so congratulations to those girls.
They sure did. And anything else you got about Outlaws?
Not until that ball game.
Okay.
Last night.
Okay.
Y'all got me confused.
Yeah. Well, we all stay confused. Yeah. That's not hard for us in here. Yeah. But anyway, we appreciate you and congratulations to the Outlaws for the win, and look forward to hearing about them with a victory over the Mineral Springs Hornets next week.
Thank you all very much.
Just want to mention Union Bank of Mena. There was not a football game up at Costot River this week, but appreciate them sponsoring the Eagles all year, and just give them a shout-out.
Eagles start basketball this weekend.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's basketball season for the Eagles. Jason, just in case you're listening, I'll be talking to you this week about sponsoring for the basketball season. We appreciate Union Bank of Mena and all they do to sponsor the Costot River Eagles and help us as we do what we do here to hopefully help a little bit in Southwest Arkansas. Got some awards to go for the week, Tony. Who you got for our Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week?
Going to go with Juan Salazar from the Outlaws. 4 carries, 124 yards, and 1 touchdown. I was sitting here trying to do the quick math in my head of what that is per carry. It's about 30 yards a carry, is it not? Something in that range? Tuttle, he's going to the stat sheet.
It's a little bit. It's 31 yards per carry.
It's 31 yards
exactly.
A carry.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah. 12. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I smelled some smoke coming from that side of the room.
31 yards a carry. Juan Salazar, our Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week. And for Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week, Tony?
Going to go with Hayden Ziegler from the Ashdown Panthers. You know, he has just been Hayden Ziegler. I don't know how many. He was on our all-star team last year. That's something we can mention, that we're going to have another all-star team this year. And looking forward to helping pick that. But Hayden Ziegler, just an outstanding Ashdown Panther, outstanding young man, and well-deserving of our Defensive Player of the Week.
Congratulations to him for that. And then we've got one more. We've got our Attirose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area. And just before we mention that, I just want to mention Attirose Designs because we say their name every week, but we don't tell what, you know, they actually give each player of the area a t-shirt every week.
Yeah.
And great design that they've done. If you need a t-shirt or you need, hey, we've got polo shirts.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Tyler won't wear his. It's piled up right over there. You see it? Yeah, yeah.
He's waiting on Air's cleaners to fold it.
That's right. I'm going to throw it in with my pound of laundry.
Yeah, but anyway, I mean, any kind of shirt you need with any kind of imprint on it, they'll put it on there for you, and they'll do a great job. We use them all the time here, and we appreciate them so much. But Tony, our Attirose Design Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area.
Going to be Rylan Johnson of the Foreman Gators, 14 carries, 120 yards, and two touchdowns. Foreman got that program heading in the right direction. It's not showing up in the win column yet, but those guys just keep plugging, guys, and it will eventually.
That's right. 71-yard TD run, by the way.
That's exactly
included
right.
In that. So great job by Rylan, and we congratulate him on being the Attirose Designs Player of the Area this week. I think that just about sums it up for us, other than for football coverage. Y'all guys got anything else to talk about this week? I do, other than what you've got down on here.
I understand.
Here. You know, I mean, we can talk about that, but I'm done. But just so y'all know, I'm done. And
that was it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about the Cowboys anymore.
Okay.
Now, you know, they go on an 8-game winning streak, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But till then...
Was it easy being a Cowboys fan when you didn't have to face your losses every day on the air, like, or every week?
You know? No. No, it didn't really make it any easier. I think the Steelers played a great game last night. Congratulations to them. I went to sleep. They bore me, but they bore,
they aren't the most exciting team.
But they do win. You know, it was 9-9 at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so about then I thought, I'm going to lay down and see if I can watch it. Now, they did go after it. They did pretty good in the second half. They wore them down, and defensively they're an amazing football team. Green Bay got lucky to beat the Jaguars. I don't care what
lucky 2 weeks in a row there,
that's right.
Management 2 weeks in a row.
But hey, they won. That's what counts, right? It's not how. It's just they don't put how. It's just like my golf score.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if you skull it all the way down there. If it goes in the hole, that's a hole in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought the Cowboys would do a little bit better against the 49ers than they did, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
But what I want to talk about a little bit, is the AAA's decision. Well, they're not going to say they decided this. The coach's executive committee informed the AAA that they will no longer have all-star games anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I find that, you know, that's something that's went on. You know, used to, it was in August.
Yeah.
Right before season started. And I can remember going as a kid to those games and watching them and everything. And, you know, and I understand that some of that stuff's, you know, especially in football, I could see where players aren't playing. But I do not – I don't think in soccer or baseball or volleyball or basketball even, you're not getting the participation. I think it's all about football, and they just blew it all off because of football. Well, what do y'all think?
I think probably Greenwood wanted to cancel them.
I just hate that they're taking away from the kids because, you know, there's kids from every school around here mm-hmm. that have had the chance to participate in those, whether it's basketball, football, softball, baseball. I mean,
that's right.
Some kids have a choice of which sport they want to participate in, and you're taking that away from the kids.
Well, and you're back to exposure. You know, one of the reasons we do this podcast is because people in our part of the world, our young people, don't get as much exposure as the kids in Central Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas. And, you know, it may be old hat to those kids. It means a lot to our kids. And, sure. And you know, but apparently that wasn't taken in consideration.
Well, it's just something that another failure by the AAA, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't have anything else other than that to say.
One side note to that for us is the FCA.
True.
Does the Arkansas-Texas Showdown down around Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that'll blow up and become a bigger thing because, you know, we got a lot of local kids that participate in that. And, hey, more power to them if they're the ones doing it now. You would consider it, and this is no knock against them. They've only done it for a few years now, but that would be a second-tier all-star game to what the AAA's been putting on.
Correct.
And so, I mean, maybe that'll blow up and be a bigger thing for everybody now.
I'm sure it will be, and, you know, I'm sure somebody's going to carry that on to some extent. But when it was done, you know, when you quit something that's been done for, I mean, I know 50 years, and it was done before that. That's just some, you know, I think you ought to take a little bit of time and go through more than an executive committee to make that decision.
Nobody called us.
Nobody called us.
They might after this podcast.
That's fine. They can call. I don't answer phone calls if I don't know the number, though. So, nah. But it just puts a burr under my saddle.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, and it's just another example of the AAA not leading the way they should lead. Yeah. I think that's my opinion. Probably won't be a popular one with some people, but I do think that a lot of kids are missing a great opportunity that was a once in a lifetime thing for them because of their decision.
Yeah.
So,
officially called out.
Yeah. What else y'all got? I mean, I'm over my rant there. I think one of the things that I want to mention before we leave is congratulations to the Leopards and Lady Leopards cross country teams.
Absolutely.
Both conference champions this week.
Yeah.
I believe that was yesterday.
Yeah,
that they won the conference championship.
It didn't look like it was close.
No.
It looks like the Lady Leopards and the Leopards dominated both.
Yeah.
Both categories. I did see something interesting that I posted on Facebook, and it's a little boy and the dad walking down the road, and the little boy asked Dad, "Dad, what's loyalty?" And he said, "I don't know, son. I've only been a Chiefs fan since 2015. It's all you Chiefs fans out there. Shots fired.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, I think one of the things about as you look at the pro football as we move on towards the November and December, which it's still got a couple of months to go. You know, I think you're going to see the people. I'm sorry, Tony just showed me something that I just think I'm not going to tell you who read this, but it says in regard to what's happened with the All-Star Games, this is so sad. It was just an honor to represent the West Side. This hurts my heart.
Well, I'll just say it's one of our great athletes that we had come through the Leopard program, and it was just the point I was making, you know. Our kids don't always get a lot of notoriety. That was a big deal to them.
Yeah.
It might not a big deal to somebody in Central Arkansas or Northwest Arkansas. It was a big deal to us.
Yeah.
Does this also affect like the junior showdown thing that they would have, you know, with the underclassmen in softball and baseball? Because they done that the same weekend, so I'm assuming.
I think they're shutting the whole thing down based on what I read there.
Which, you know, it was. They'd made it convenient by moving it to June or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the coach's clinic. Everybody's already there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I forgot what we were even talking about now. You got me all upset again, Tony. I don't know. But one of the things – let's talk SEC football for a minute. Y'all mind talking about that for a second?
No.
Just for a minute? I think one of the things that we got to – you know, with SEC football – you know, one of the things that I find amazing is that Mississippi State plays Texas A&M to, you know, like within a touchdown 1 week. LSU beats Arkansas like a dog that same weekend. The next weekend, Arkansas goes to Mississippi State, beats them like a dog. Texas A&M beats LSU like a dog.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, you know, there's really no consistency there. I mean, you got to be so ready every week in the SEC to play. And you know, I don't see
– Oklahoma doesn't beat anybody.
No, that's right. I think even when you see, you know, you see Texas lost to Georgia, then they go to Vandy and almost lose to Vandy.
That's what I was going to say.
Probably should have lost to Vandy.
It's a season where Vanderbilt scares everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but I think a Sun Belt team beat Vandy early in the year. Maybe it was Georgia Southern or Georgia State or somebody like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing about it is, I mean, I just think that, you know, one of the things that you see, you know, and that you talk about, we talk about NIL money, we talk about transfer portal. Those things have totally changed the way college football looks. It is not the same. There's not going to be, you know, you're not whatever whoever's on your team this year. If you know their name this year, they're probably not going to be there next year,
right?
Because they're going to move on to somewhere else they're paying them more money. Which, by the way, I had the opportunity to go Friday night and watch the Razorback basketball team play against Kansas, and man, they were good.
I want to know what your take is on the coolest name in the land, Boogie Flan.
I love Boogie. Yeah, you got to love some Boogie Flan now. You know what? The other part of it makes me feel really old is, you know, DJ Wagner, another guard for the Razorbacks. I remember his grandfather playing, you know, so getting kind of old there, but
I don't remember him.
But I'm going to tell you this. I said the same thing before. Calipari and his team going to be a lot of fun to watch, and they're going to win a lot of games. I'm not going to say they're winning conference or the national championship or anything, but if they did, I wouldn't be surprised either. You know, I think that they've got that quality.
Let me make you mad again.
Sure.
I saw something that was interesting to me about the Cowboys-Niners game. Brock Purdy makes as much a year as Dak Prescott makes a quarter, and Purdy's 3-0 against Prescott in their career. Purdy's about to get paid, by the way. He's still on his rookie deal, and it's not really a fair comparison yet, but I don't think Brock Purdy will get Dak Prescott money because I don't think anybody's as crazy as Jerry Jones.
Well, everybody else is. They paid everybody else.
Does anybody make more than Dak Prescott?
No, but every time they do it, somebody makes.
Well, it won't be Purdy.
No, it probably won't be Purdy, but I mean, you know, Mahomes makes $55 million.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they're the same, okay? But I'm saying
I'm glad you recognize
when you
that.
Look at the upper the upper tier of you know, what it Russell Wilson, when he went to Denver, got $36
million. Right.
You know, I mean, and I know there's a lot of difference in those two numbers, too. But I just think that you know, it's just an up and up and up. It's got to stop sometime. I don't know when it's going to, but at some point in time, somebody's going to get paid lesser money. You know, how much did Justin Jefferson get for going to the Vikings or staying with the Vikings? It was something unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big number.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and those numbers are just crazy.
The only team paying big money to the quarterback that's less successful is going to be the Browns with Deshaun Watson. He's not panning out for them.
I don't know. I mean, what, you think the Falcons are doing well?
They're playing better than the Browns. I'm talking about,
you know, they're paying, I can't remember his name now.
Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, $100 million.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and I mean, that's crazy money for him. You know, and I don't even know if he's playing or not.
Well, you know, I read something the other day where over the last 4 or 5 years in the NFL, nobody's made more money than Kirk Cousins. So, shout out to Kirk Cousins' agent. I don't know who it is, but man, you're a genius.
Yeah.
And I'm just guessing, but there may not be more people throwing more touchdowns than him when he's healthy, though, either.
Yeah.
I mean, he slings it around.
Yeah, he does do that. He does do that. But I just think that, you know, the money in the NFL is crazy. And great point, Purdy makes that a year, what he makes in a quarter. I love that. That's great. But you know, I think
Purdy's going to get paid. Sure. Well, or and it'll be interesting to see. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that I've got to be over this guy's, you know, number like some of them are. But he's about to become a rich dude.
Well, my opinion of him, he's had his 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's probably – I don't think he's that great a quarterback. I think he did well in the system. And you know, a lot of that – a lot of their wins depended on McCaffrey and their defensive players that are hurt. Those guys all hurt now. You know, and I know you can say that for any team, but I don't think that – he can't carry a team.
No, but he won't get you beat either.
No. No, that's right.
He won't make the key mistake that gets you beat.
That's right. That's right. You're right about that. Anyway, you got anything else on football, basketball, NBA started, hockey started?
Yeah, I know. Andy Hogg, our stat man, watches hockey all through the ball games while we're playing football.
Why would you watch hockey now?
I don't know. It doesn't matter until the playoffs, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're all
going to
get in.
They're all getting in.
Yeah, at least half of them anyway. Yeah. That's just like NBA.
The only ones to pay attention to are getting in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I don't know why anybody watched that. But anyway, I guess it's time for us to end this.
All right.
Unless y'all got something else.
That's all I got.
Well, we appreciate all our sponsors. We appreciate all the coaches and the play-by-play guys for calling in and talking to us about this. And most of all, we appreciate the kids for all they do, and this is what it's about. Thank y'all, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you in a holler last night.